Hello there. I'm sitting here looking out the window at the much welcome moisture falling outside. Well, maybe I shouldn't actually use the term falling because the wind is howling and the snow seems to be zooming by the window. I am so excited to have the moisture, although our guys caring for cattle would probably prefer it to be coming in a little different format than the blizzard conditions we're getting right now. I was at conferences all of last week. The Cub Your Acres Winter Conference and the CARTA, which is Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association Conference. So I thought I would give you just a brief overview of a couple of the speakers that I enjoyed the most. So at the Cub Your Acres Conference, we had a climatologist named Jeff Becerra from the University of Oklahoma. He visited about the climate and drought. So here's a quick question for you. What is the opposite of drought? When Jeff asked this question, the first thing that popped into my mind was a wet spell. I thought the opposite of a dry spell is a wet spell. So come to find out, there is an actual official term for a wet spell. It's called a pluvial. So a pluvial, this might be a new word for you because it was for me. It's called pluvial or P-L-U-V-I-A-L. He said that many times after a prolonged period of drought, like the droughts of the 30s and the 50s, they're followed by a very wet year and generally enter into a pluvial period or a period with above average rain. He also mentioned that we're in a drought period right now for the Southern High Plains, and we're included in the Southern High Plains, even though sometimes our weather in Northwest Kansas mimics the Northern High Plains. It's going to be important for us to get some rain and some moisture by May because of the rest of the summer doesn't look great for our rain chances. He said that in many cases, rain begets rain and dry begets dry. That will be the case for this next year. We will need to have moisture in the spring to really prime that system for getting additional moisture later in the season. Please don't come after me as the messenger for this. I just really enjoyed the speaker at Cub Your Acres and wanted you to hear what I had learned from him. The second presentation that I really enjoyed this week was at the CARTA, or Kansas Ag Research and Technology Conference in Junction City. This presentation was on precision spraying of weeds with a see and spray system. This means that a sprayer has sensors on it, and for lack of a better term, the sensors see the weeds and tell the sprayer to spray them. The sensors can actually see down to a quarter of an inch. The machine has been trained with hundreds of pictures of specific weeds to control. Now, this machine has been used in broadleaf weed control in lettuce fields in California, and they were doing prototype testing in cotton fields in Texas this last year. Now they're starting to work on pigweed control in soybean fields. We were also told that corn is on the short list. It was emphasized that this type of technology is best used with a strong pre-emergence herbicide program, which is what we say is the foundation of a good weed control program anyway. There are several things that come up in conversation when discussing this technology. What about those weeds that come up a couple days after the machine has already ran? How often do you have to run over a field to get complete control of your weeds? What about weeds that are under heavy stubble? So as you can tell, there's lots of questions to be addressed with this type of technology. Although, how interesting that there could be a precise controlling of weeds out in our fields. If you have any questions about this, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. I've been tweeting pictures and putting pictures on Facebook of this winter storm that we're dealing with right now. Also, some of those presentations from the Cub Your Acres Winter Conference are recorded. I'll let you know when those become available to watch, and we'll have them posted up on our social media.